Report, House Democrats pissed at far-left groups move on, indivisible. By Paul Bois on February 11, 2025. House Democrats recently expressed frustration with the far-left groups move on and indivisible for inundating their offices with thousands of anti-Trump resistance phone calls. As Breitbart News reported last week, congressional Democrats have been rendered powerless and frustrated amid a deluge of angry calls from their constituents demanding that they resist President Trump at every turn. Lawmakers told Axios that angry constituents have been ringing their phones off the hook with demands that they more adequately resist Trump, a situation over which they maintain little control. Democrats feel that constituents have been setting their expectations too high and should understand they now hold the minority position in Congress. Some staffers said they hadn't seen this many calls since seminal events like the October 7 attack, the Brett Kavanaugh hearings, or even the Trump impeachment proceedings. Aaron Fritchner, a spokesperson for Representative Don Baer, Democrat Virginia, said his office's phones have been ringing off the hook without pause since we opened yesterday morning. On social media sites such as X and Blue Sky, another aide said, every Dem is getting lit up by the neo-resistance folks being like, do more. In a recent closed-door meeting, House Democrats pinned the blame on far-left activist groups. People are pissed, one senior House Democrat told Axios, adding that House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries has grown very frustrated with the groups inundating their offices with phone calls. A closed-door meeting for House Democrats this week included a gripe fest directed at liberal grassroots organizations, sources tell Axios. There were a lot of people who were like, we've got to stop the groups from doing this. People are concerned that they're saying we're not doing enough. But we're not in the majority, said one member. I reject and resent the implication that congressional Democrats are simply standing by passively, said Representative Richie Torres, DNY. Leah Greenberg, co-founder of Indivisible, said that people want to see more from their lawmakers right now than floor speeches about Elon Musk. Indivisible is urging people who are scared to call their member of Congress, whether they have a Democrat or Republican, and make specific procedural asks, Greenberg said. Our supporters are asking Democrats to demand specific red lines are met before they offer their vote to House Republicans on the budget, when Republicans inevitably failed to pass a bill on their own, he added. Move On issued no comment. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLand Films or Instagram at ProLand Films.